morning, gentlemen. We are discussing, we are a Nun Aleph Mar Aleph, towards the bottom, the two dots, correct, of Amar Abzeri. Right, the two dots towards the middle lines, about the fourth to last, fifth to last, sixth to last, middle line. So says the Gemara, we're talking about when Birkas Hamazit, and you're holding the Koshal Yayin. And there are many brachos that Chazal or Misakin to say on the coast, to say it, Bederech Kavod, etc., etc. So there are 10 different things that one has to be noyeg when holding the Koshal Bracha or in preparation for this. So I always tell you the same thing whenever you have a long list of things. Pencil out, circle each one, and this way you could double back to it and see it and identify it right away. There are 10 things we said about a cup of bracha. Number one, ta'un hadocha, it needs to be washed. We'll see what the difference is between A and B. The second thing, vishtifa, and it also requires to be washed. Hadocha is going to be on the inside, shtifa is going to be on the outside. So you need to wash both, because kosher bracha, it should not be filled with dirt. It should be clean. The shaila is, what if you take it out of the drawer? Do you have to clean it? Big shaila. Number three, chai, right? You have to take the wine into the cup while it's still raw before dilution. Number four, vimalei. It has to be filled up to the top, right? You ever see that the rabbis, when they hold the cup, it's always wine spilling out because it's got to be filled up to the top. It's a kosher bracha. Number five, itur. Itur literally means with a crown. Okay, so how do you make your becher with a crown? We will see shortly. Number six, v'ituf. One has to cover their head when they make the bracha. Right? A lot of people, you know, they wear their hats until Kiddush. And then they take off their hat after Kiddush. Number seven, notlo b'shtei yadav. When you pick up the cup, the kais, you pick it up with two hands, kosher bracha. By Kiddush, I'm very often, you know, my son, he picks up the kosher with two hands and puts it in the mic. It's kosher bracha. When you pick it up with two hands, it shows the chashivas. Number eight, nos no biyad yamin. When you make the bracha, you hold it in your right hand. Number nine, correct, from the bottom. The shulchan, why? Because it's supposed to hold the whole cup. So that's why if you hold it from the top, you're not holding the whole cup. If you hold it from the bottom, you are. Not from, you don't have to hold it from the base, but you can hold it from the cup. There's two parts, right? You can hold it from there. Number nine, umagvio minakarka tefach. You pick it up from the ground, minimally a tefach. Okay, number nine, vinosnan ein of bo. You stare into the koshal bracha while you make the bracha. Did I skip?
Yeah.
That was 10. That's exactly right. I knew that was 10. That's why I had you numbering them. And finally, we said, V'yesh Omrim, there is an additional one that people say, Af Mishagru b'matana l'anshe beso, you send it as a gift, literally, to the people of your household. Okay? And that's the household, of course, is not referring to your children. The bias is always referred to as the viber, the wife, in Chazal. An additional shita when it comes to kosher bracha, we only have four bilvad. What are the big four? Number or the final four? I want to be topical, of course. Get it? Hadacha. No, you don't get it.
Which one were you referencing?
Trial. Very good, very good, very good. Hadacha, washing it on the inside. Shtifa, washing it on the outside. Chai, it should be raw. It should be non-diluted. Umale, it should be filled to the top. Tana, we learned in a brisa, hadocha, the washing of the cup, is mi bifnim. Shtifa, the washing it, is mi bachutz, is on the outside. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol mevarech al kos malei, anybody who makes a bracha on a filled cup of wine, or I should say a full cup of wine, nosna l'alachala b'li mitzarim. We give him from Shemayim a portion without boundaries. Shenemar kushteit and dvarim perik lama gimel pasuk of gimel umalei birchas Hashem yam v'dorim yarasha. Right, that one who makes a bracha on the kos yam, he's going to yarshin. He's going to have boundaries without any borders. Right, it's going to be spread all the way from the sea to the south. Rabbi Yosef b'Chanin omer Zoche he merits v'nochel shnei olamim. Yevaldik, two velts. Ha'olam hazeh, ha'olam haba. This velt and the next world, right? Yam v'dorim yarshim. So that's referring to somehow the two worlds. Okay? Now, we learned through the Bryce it needs to be iter. It needs to be crowned. What does that mean, it needs to be crowned? So Rabbi Yehuda, ma'atru b'talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda, when he made Kiddush, or when he benched with the Kol Shel Bracha, he was surrounded by his Talmidim. They were the crown. Rechista ma'atir le b'natle. He would surround his Kol Shel Yayin with other kosos. So his kos, of like when he made Kiddush, my brother-in-law sees it, he always surrounds the cup with the other cups. Amrav Chanan u'bechai. All these kosos are filled with non-diluted wine. Amrav Sheshes u'bebirchas ha'aretz. This line is a very hard line to understand, but when he gets to the bracha of no delecha, he pours in it a little bit of wine from the cups that are surrounding into the one that he is benching. Okay, I haven't seen that minute done. Okay, now we learned in a braisa that there needs to be ituf b'shas ha'bracha. So Rav Papa ma'ate v'yosef. Rav Papa would wrap himself in a talus. He would sit and make the bracha. Rav Ashi paris sudra al resha. He would spread a sheet on his head, right? Or something on his head. He would wear something chashuv, like a turban. You know, what are those things called again? A turban. Correct. Yes, Fuchs.
If you're drinking wine for benching, can you just say Yes.
Say again?
Can you say an Aligeth?
Sure. Yeah. You ever see in camp, they do that all the time.
Say an Aligeffen afterwards?
You mean an Alamichya Aligeffen, that thing, or the Borei Pri Hagafen?
No, they say an Aligeffen after they say Borei Pri
Hagafen. Yeah. If you drink enough, sure. A lot of people right after Avdallah, right? Right after Avdallah, the first thing they do after Avdallah is to make an Aligeffen. You should make sure to drink a Kazayis, though.
Ravis.
Oh, very good. Right. Okay. Classic Shrier. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Says the Hilig Gemara. Got breaking news, but I can't share it on the recording yet. Amar b'china bar papa. No pause. You got. We're learning Torah. Says the Gemara. Night lo b'shtei yadav. You pick it up with two hands. Amar b'china bar papa. What's the source? My craw. What's the source that tells us to pick it up with two hands? Su yideichem in plural kodesh. Uvarchu es Hashem, you lift it up with your hands, and then you bless the Holy One, right? V'nosol yamin, then you take the kos and you put it into the right hand. Not the correct hand, the right hand. Amen b'chiyah bar Abba, amen b'yoychanan. Rishonim sha'alu, the earlier people asked, smol, ma'u shetesayeya liyad yamin, should the left hand, Rodinsky likes that last joke, should the left hand aid and abet the right hand to help him lift it? Now, this is a very, very interesting tosis here. I'll get to it in a moment. Let's do it now. So it says, why are they asking, like, what do you need a left hand for? So he says two things. Number one, it's very heavy. Or number two, he says, it might be a Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. And since it's such a long benching, you got to say Yalav Yavo. And it's Chanukah, it's right. So you got to say Yalav Yavo, Ala Nisim, Ala Zachit. I don't know. So this, you can see that they dive a lot more Kavanah because those three paragraphs meant, you know, for us, that's an extra, what, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, right? For them, it was Mamish a longer time. They Mamish would say the words. A little Musser from the Tosus. Right? But it's a subtle Musser. So now the left hand, does the left hand have to come and help out? Amar Ravashi, Hov Rishonim B'boilei V'lo Ifshitlu, since the earlier generations came and asked the Shaila, then Ana Nevi L'Chumra, we should act L'Chumra and not allow the left hand to help the right hand. Ay, Sofik D'Rabbanon. It's a D'Rabbanon, so we should go L'Kula. Nevertheless, Hidur Mitzvah might be D'Araisa because of Zeke Levon Veyu, and holding it with the right hand is D'Araisa. So that's why it's Efshir Sofik D'Araisa. Le chumra.
If it inhibits your kavana, like you're gonna get tired, so you're just gonna try to get it over with.
Then hold it with the left hand. That might be Tosis's taka shayla. But I don't think people get, I don't know, maybe it's just me. But like, I don't know, how tired can one be from holding a cup during benching?
If you're holding it in the same spot, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could put it down.
Same position, it's like raising your hand, like Peter never calls it.
Fuchs, you get lonely?
Yeah.
I hear that. Okay, here we go. There's always that guy who doesn't get called on.
Yeah, of
I think if you overraise your hand, then you know, if you're the guy who raises the hand like once a day, then you get called up. But if you okay, says the Halakha Gemara, Umagvio min hakarka tefach, one needs to raise the kos, raise the glass, if you will, from the ground, minimally a tefach. A tefach. Says the Gemara Mabacha b'Reb Chanina, Maikra? Nu, what's the pasuk? Kais Yeshuos Esa, uveshem Hashem Ekra. I raise the glass, and I call out the name of Hashem. My minig in my house is I don't touch the glass of Havdalah until I get to the, well, that's a different one. But here this is when I get to the pasuk of Kos Yeshuos Esa, uveshem Hashem Ekra, is when I dafka lift the glass to show
exactly
this.
Knowing
well, he's
just coming. No, Zaki knows the two hands. I always have my son lift the coast with two hands, just because I get busy. So I said, Dafka, he's the double. But I also wait till Bari Paragafin to do it. Okay, anyway. Venosin ain't of bow. One has to stare into the cup. Or looking. Why? In order to have the proper das. If you're looking away, you have hesach das. Now, by Kiddush, where are you supposed to look in the beginning of Kiddush? Do you guys know? Agav?
Yeah.
The beginning,
the Shabbos candles.
You're supposed to look at the candles first. So, you know, I used to have a minute where I used to have my house saved, but I can't see the candles, so there I know you have to look at the candles. Now I look at the candles, but I don't make an announcement, so I wonder if they realize that that's the look. Lose a little eyesight. Right. Okay. And then, umishagra le'anse beiso b'matana, you send the wine to your family members as a gift. Says the Gemara, why do you do that? In order that the wife should be blessed. Okay? The viber. Very good. In order that she should be blessed, her pre-betten, her womb, so to speak, should be blessed through the drinking of the wine. A very interesting story ahead. But I'm going to give you, hopefully, based on the Marsha, we'll have a bit of an insight into this mice. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman. Ula visited the home of Rav Nachman. Krich rifta, they broke bread together. Baruch birchas mazona. And then he benched Yosef lekas de birchas to Rav Nachman. After he benched, Ula gave the cup to Rav Nachman that he should drink with him. Amalei Rav Nachman lishner marakasa de birchas yalta. No, Ula, why don't you send this to your wife Yalta? We're calling her Yalta because that was her name, right? Because we say you're supposed to send the kosher bracha to your wife. So Amar Lay, so Ula says, nah, you don't have to. I'll give Rav Yochanan, ain't pre-bitna shall ish, and Mizbarach elami pre-bitno shall ish. Her bet and her stomach, so to speak, her children, are blessed because the husband is blessed. So since I'm drinking, this is unnecessary for her to drink. Shenamar, kushtetin pasuk, uberach pre-bitnech. And you will be blessed the fruit of your stomach. Pre-bitna lo namar, doesn't say the fruit of her stomach. Ella pre-bitnech, the stomach, the fruit of his stomach, in the masculine. Sivula says, no reason for her to drink. Oh boy, what's going to happen in a moment, we'll see. Tanya Nam Yagri, went to the price of Wab Nasanom, I mean, I ain't shame pre-bitna, shalisha, misbarech, Ella pre-bitno, shalish. How do we know that the wife is only blessed through the brach of the husband? Shanam, haruberech, pre-bitnech, again, the same pasuk we learned moments ago. Pre-bitna, lo nemer, doesn't say in the feminine. Ella pre-bitnech, in the masculine. Okay, now, back to our story. Adahachi Shama Yalta. Yalta heard this whole story. She went, let's just say, bezudis. Kama bezihara. She got up with tremendous anger. The Alsalei Chamra. She went to the place where they kept the wine. Vitavra. And she broke Arba Mea Doni de Chamra. She broke 400 barrels of wine. Holy cow, that's a lot of cash. Right? So Amalei Rav Nachman. So says Rav Nachman to Ula, Nizdale Mar Kasachwina, give to Yalta another kos of wine. So Shalachle, so Rav Nachman sends it to Yalta, Kol Hay Nagva Dibirchasi. All the yayin that you broke is considered a kosher bracha, and you could drink from me, meaning all the cups. They have a residue of kosher bracha. Don't worry, this is a kosher bracha as well. So Shalachle, so he sent to Yalta the following Midimuhadure, Mili, the strange thing that Yalta says. Yalta sends back, Mi de mahadure mili, from the people who surround you in the cities, since there are so many people, umisamurtete kalme, the lice that eat up your sweater. So what does this whole story mean? So why does Yalta break the 400 barrels? So Yalta's showing the following. Yalta's saying, I don't care about any other cup of wine. You know why I wanted the wine? Not because I wanted to drink wine, because I wanted to partake in the kosher bracha. So she breaks all the other cups because she wants to show I only care about the kosher bracha. Number one. Number two, was this new thing they sent this kosher bracha? After she was just being placated, says the Mefarshim. And then at the end, what is this line of there's a lot of lice in the things? So I saw in the Mefarshim the following. The In Yaakov explains, the intent of Ula, which he was sending to her, was the following. That it would have been good to be quiet. What she says the following, that whoever's wearing these items, they're very cheap, it causes the neighbors to give them, to torture them, right? So too, somebody who sends a cup of bracha to his wife, that's going to bring, somebody who doesn't send it, that's going to lead to some sort of fight, it's going to cause nezek, similar to the lice that's going to be in the neighborhood when you don't take care of the sweater in a very proper fashion, the lice are going to wind up coming and take it over. Okay, let us finish the perek. Amar Abasi, Ein Masichin al Kosher Bracha. We don't speak when we're holding the cup of, that's just Ein Masichin al Kosher Bracha. We don't hold it, you know, we don't think about it, we don't make a discussion when we're holding the Kosher Bracha. Okay, Varmavasi. Now there's something called the zugos. The zugos are that the second cup of wine is always dangerous. So Varmavasi, Ein Bevarchit al Koshel Parinos. We don't make a bracha on the second cup of wine because that is a Koshel Parinos, because that is the second cup, which is dangerous. My Koshel Parinos, what is this Koshel Parinos? Amrav Nachman, it's a Kosheni, that's the second cup. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learned in the Brice as well. Hashaita Kiflai, one who drinks twice, Lo Yevarech, you don't make a bracha al Kos, right? But rather you make a birkas hamazon without a cup. Mishum shenemar, hichon lekrosech elokecha Yisrael. Right? You should prepare to make a bracha with those things that are beautiful and not punishable. V'hai lo masakin. The second cup is never remedy, but the second cup is quite dangerous. Here we go. The Gemara now judges, talks about how do you make a birkas hamazon? Do you do it standing or sitting or leaning? Summary above, we learned in the Mishnah, ha'ochel u'mahalech, one who's eating while and walking, let's say eating bread on the path, which the Gemara says in another place you're not supposed to do, because that's ka'ochle klavim, mevarech me'umad, you can make a bracha, you could bench when you are standing, okay, right? You don't have to sit, u'kishu ochel me'umad, if you eat the food while standing, mevarech me'yushav, you have to bench while sitting, when you lean, when you eat, Yoshev umbevarech, one needs to sit, and right, one needs to sit and then make the bracha. But here comes the important line, right? V'hilchos of halacha is bekul Yoshev varech, one is supposed to sit while they bench, which of course is good thing to do. And the Gemara tells us the place to tell us in many places in order to have the proper kavana. Azei zak the tour the shulchan aruch. B'di'evado, if one benches while standing or walking, he has fulfilled his obligation, and that is according to the Rambam, which is brought down by the Ramah. Hadron Allah, Shlosha Sha'achlu, Hadron Allah. Elu Dvarm Sheben Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Seuda. We're going to learn the following Mishnah. We're going to learn five different machlokai between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I think in this Mishnah there are five. That there are eight? I'll say it a second. Hey, that the machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to a Seuda. Everybody have an amazing, wonderful day.